We live in a world of advanced technology, where the latest smartphone or tablet will soon be outdated. Delmarva Public Radio essayist George Merrill writes, these latest waves of new gadgetry will only get our aging bodies so far.
We live in the age of technology. It's a blessing, but there are some limitations. For many years, I drove a Buick LeSabre. I had it for over 12 trouble-free years and was very fond of it. It started having problems. Inconveniences began mounting. The speedometer stopped working. It took on a life of its own. Going up the driveway at 15, the speedometer read 90. The garages said they could fix it for about $700. Fortunately, the car had a heads-up, a device projecting speed on the windshield. Luckily, that worked. One day, driving, I stepped on the brake. It went to the floor. Eventually, however, the car did stop. The brake job was costly. The car began conking out occasionally, and tires wore unevenly, although they had tread, and the front end shimmied, and the tires roared. Other electronic glitches appeared. Unless I was willing to invest a fortune, I would have to live with my old car's increasing diminishments. The question was, how long might I expect the car to run, even after I had invested in costly repairs? I had a disturbing thought. Investing in something that's old isn't worth it. But then, too, I am old. Our bodies, like cars, show signs of wear as mileage increases. We make appropriate repairs, get checkups, but repairs get costly, and in time we may find that we are spending more and more and only patching this or that. It's hard, if not impossible, to get an older body back working the way it had for its first 10,000 miles. Starting up and getting on the road, then, was always smooth and quick. Technology brings good news and bad news for man and machine alike. The bad news is that for an old Buick, parts are near impossible to find and are frightfully expensive. This would be true of an old Maytag dishwasher or an old GE fridge. I may have loved these old amenities, but today I have no choice but to scrap them and get new ones. The good news is that if I have a 50 to 80-year-old body and my joints are stuck, my heart's not pumping right, my kidneys are malfunctioning, my arteries and other plumbing has sprung leaks, repairs and replacement parts are readily available in today's medical arsenal. Admittedly, they're pricey. Some take a while to install and require some discomfort getting used to. Many are as good as the original. These repairs keep us behind the wheel and on the road. In short, we have a much better repair record and parts availability for our malfunctioning bodies than our old cars and appliances have. The bad news, of course, is that when the body continues breaking down, getting a brand new one isn't an option. While not an incentive of any kind, we can, at the end of the day, consider offering usable parts of our bodies as a kind of trade-in. I find some solace in the thought that in doing so, even when we're gone, we'll be giving life to others. We do this also with the words we've spoken and the kindnesses we've offered while we were still on the road. These qualities of the spirit have an eternal quality. They live on from generation to generations, like the poems we have come to love. George Merrill, On the Shore.